Welcome to the Engineering Emotions and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Justin Wink. This is the first show being published in 2022, and I'm going to have a little story related to New Year's Day. So let me ask you a question. Do you choose your future, or are you allowing the past to create your future? Or, and I think this is even more often the case and subtle, are you letting someone else's past or society's past or whatever's past create your future? So that's what we're going to explore today. Because for New Year's, I did go to a New Year's Day party, and I didn't even know that was a thing. So surprising or not, I had never been to a New Year's Day party. And I will give the little caveat, this is in San Francisco, and they're very big on everyone needing to show proof of vaccination and have regions where they wear masks. So very, very, concerned with, possible, let's just say it was done as safely as possible, given these times. So I hadn't been to a New Year's Day party, so didn't know exactly what to expect, and was invited by a really good friend of mine who had gone to, these New Year's Day parties and said, like, oh yeah, this is even better than any New Year's Eve thing you could possibly imagine. These are phenomenal. I love going to them all the time. They're associated with Burning Man groups and things like that. And so they can be a lot. And I was like, oh man, was told, like, you got to get a costume. So got a costume, because it's like, what do I wear? And apparently everybody dresses up. So I got dressed up. I'll have a picture of what I ended up wearing as part of the post here on the social media stuff. So if Justin Wink, PhD, on Instagram, on Facebook, and now on TikTok. So trying out TikTok, got to try to new year, new things, new ways to get the message out, helping people relax, helping people get more energized, helping people follow their passion, going through a little internal expedition so that you can actively choose your life. That's kind of what I'm trying to be all about. And that's how I'm living. And that's, anybody that wants to, come on their own path, I'm here. Maybe I'm just one step ahead, but hey, one step that's easier is always easier. I'm all about making things easy. So was told that, hey, this New Year's Day party could be a lot. Like, it's going to be a lot, just a lot going on. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, boy, how I started getting a little anxious. Cause I just, like, oh, I just kind of, I think I've gone to a lot of things. I've had a lot of experiences, this friend, like, kind of knows some of my experience. Like, yeah, I haven't been to this exact thing, but boy, compared to previous experience, if this is going to be a lot for me, I start getting, like, nervous and worried, and so anxious getting there. And then, was kind of anxious settling in, and I was just like, oh boy, what's coming next or what's happening? And then I realized that, yeah, there's a lot of people in costumes. There's a lot of people, and there's a lot of music, and it's really loud. And yeah, maybe these are people that are coming together for maybe different reasons than I'm used to, yet there's still people. And I'm like, wait, this really isn't that much different. Like, I've been to large costume parties before. I've been to large, loud concerts before. I've even been to a kink conference before, where I saw things I didn't know I would see, and that people are choosing to engage. And so just to me, if it's something that I can, like, learn from and grow from, I go and I try it out. And there's been a lot of things. And so really I was like, oh, this really isn't a lot. This is just a little slightly different than what I'm used to. And I was able to settle in and have a good time and, enjoy the music and enjoy meeting people. And it was really fun because everyone's in costume. So get to go up to someone in a costume and be like, wow, I really love that onesie that you're wearing. That like purple onesie just looks fantastic on you. And then other people come up to me and go like, oh, that coat looks phenomenal on you. Like, that's great. Could I give you a hug? And it's like, yeah, I like hugs. So, yeah, but do you know, it's nice to ask. Always good to ask. Cause you know, maybe I'm stinky or something like that, or maybe you're stinky and I don't want to tell you you're stinky. I'd just rather say no, thank you. I do like hugs though. And like, so it ended up like the event was like really good, but it took a while to settle in and get going. And I realized, in talking to my friend that like they hadn't gone to a large event in like a year and a half, and that they had a fear that this was going to be a lot for them. Yet it was expressed as, hey, this could be a lot for me. Justin, could be a lot for Justin. And so really I took on sort of this person's, you know, fears there and maybe some of their past experience and almost made them my own. Yet I'm really well trained. I've done a lot of work to be able to catch these things and question like what's going on here and go like, wait, this actually is not so different, and choose to make it a really fun event. This is just slightly different than what I've done before. Yet I realize that, you know, that's something that I'll do to other people where I might go, yeah, this could be really hard. And I realize when I do that, I'm being an asshole. I'm kind of being a dick because I'm taking what was my experience that was, you know, challenging, hard, painful, and I'm now suggesting that that's going to be their experience. Yet that usually is not necessarily required. The fact that something is hard, difficult, frustrating, those are not facts. Those are just interpretations. Those are just stories. And it's kind of cruel to place those on other people. So what I try to do for myself and for, you know, when I'm, you know, getting other people new into stuff is like, you know, look, I'm not a big fan of being delusional. So to me, it's about being optimistic, not delusional. You know, so there's something like, hey, a lot of people might find an event like this a little overwhelming. There's a lot of people, there's a lot of music. It's really loud. There's a lot going on. Yeah. For you, I know that you've been to other events. I know that you've met with lots of people, and I know that you've been in situations where like you saw some crazy stuff. So for you, this is actually going to be like really easy and pretty, you know, you're going to find it, you know, might take some time or it might not, but for you, it's going to be faster than most. So you're having a good time. You're mingling, you're mixing it up, and you're going to feel at home in no time. And if at any time there's a challenge, like I'm here and we're going to find ways to quickly make it, you know, fun time again. So it's that, you know, how would you want the person to experience it in the most positive way instead of putting on, well, how did you experience or what are your fears, right? It's like, what if we put our, you know, desires instead of our fears onto other people? And as we kind of become more mindful of what we're doing to others, we're also becoming more mindful of what we're doing to ourselves. Because really, you know, how we treat ourselves, you know, I often have found that people don't treat anybody any better than they treat themselves or any worse than they treat themselves. So sometimes when it's like, man, this person, I once worked with a guy, this guy just, he liked to make everybody work a lot. Like, yeah, let's go to overtime. Let's get this in. And like the guy that just made things hard and wanted to work long. But that guy, he was in the office longer than anyone. And he would, you know, beat his head against the wall trying to figure stuff out. I was like, oh man, this guy treats himself like shit. And so he's actually treating people a little bit nicer than he treats himself, which to me was still not very nice, not very kind. And a lot of times people don't have that awareness. So as long as you can start to cultivate the awareness of yourself and give that to other people, like we can all start to, you know, spread this, spread this disease of joy. Like let's spread that. Let's make joy a little bit more viral nowadays, because I think we've all been a little too worried about some other viruses out there. That let's bring optimism. Let's bring joy. Let's bring possibility, so that people can choose the future they want and not the future that they had, which would be the past. So let's let the past go and choose afresh, because there literally is infinite possibilities of any interaction. And usually we just do the same thing we've been doing. Why? Because it's easy. It doesn't require any effort. What I'm saying, it's simple. It's drop dead simple, yet it's going to take practice. It might be a little challenge. And that's why it's great to, you know, have someone, you know, that you can bounce some stuff off with, or you can go like, hey, look, if I say something that's like a little pessimistic, like, can you like, you know, gently, kindly call me out on it? Because I'll share another quick story. There's the company I worked for has been been spinning off into a new company, and they're going to need to get a new location. And there's been this one coworker who, for the last many months, like just about every meeting, he's like, "Where's the new location? You know, when are they going to tell us the new location? How come they haven't updated us on the new location?" Because he's really concerned about, you know, he's got his life dialed in based on the current location, and that's going to impact him. And I was like, man, what's going on? Because like, he'll end up having like 10-minute discussions, and there's literally no update, no information. And this ends up eating into time for other presenters. It had eaten up into time for me to present in this meeting. And so I messaged him today, and I'm like, hey, what are you doing? What's the big concern? And he's like, well, there's lots of other people that are worried about this. And we eventually got to a phone call, and like a lot of people is what he started with. And I was like, well, you know, who, you? And he's like, well, yeah, me. And he's like, other people. I'm like, well, which people? He said, like, well, I've talked to at least 10 people where this is like a big major concern for them. And they would probably change, you know, their choice to work at this place or not based on where it is. And so they want to know. And then also there's a little bit of accountability. They told us they would tell us on this date, and they haven't told us. So where's the accountability? Where's the transparency? And I was like, I 100% agree with the intent and what he's trying to accomplish. And so we were able to find that common ground. Yet there's a little bit of like our ways of going about things. Because my way is, I'm not going to focus on what's wrong. I'm going to focus on what's right, what's possible. Because I had, you know, concerns. Yet I also know that if I don't like it, I'm going to be okay with it. Or if I'm not, I'm going to change my circumstances. Other job, no job. Or also, hey, maybe I don't have to go. They want me in the office so often. Maybe I don't want to go in that often based off of the location or just based off of my preference. So there was a little of my perception is he was putting a lot of, you know, kind of fear, uncertainty, doubt out there. And well, I was putting, well, to me, I want to choose to focus on what's possible. So choose on what's possible, then choose which of those possibilities best resonates with you. So happy new year, 2022, year of choice, year of possibility. So make sure you're choosing from that blank slate and not just from the past, and definitely not from somebody else's past. So with that, please follow me on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Justin Wink, PhD. Also the Tuesday 20. Every Tuesday, 12:05 p.m. Pacific, 20 minutes of some great mindfulness meditation exercises. Can find that on my YouTube channel or on Facebook. And, you know, podcast at justinwink.com. Really would like to get in contact with you. And I'm also doing a little market research to try to understand, maybe where I could best focus my efforts for the show and for maybe some other stuff I'm starting to work on. So if you got a challenge with work or relationships, just find me, hit me up. I'd love to do like a little 5-minute chat and in return offer a little, little meditation for free, one-on-one in return. Nothing to sell. I got nothing to sell currently. So, that's it. Thank you and good day.